Next up, 7:30.
Vacate a portion of Southwest 9th Avenue between Southwest Gibbs Street and Southwest U.S. Veterans Hospital Road, subject to certain conditions and reservations.
Very good. And colleagues, just by way of presentations, I would remind you we have one. Actually, that's a second reading. One, two, three, four non-second readings remaining after this, just by way of time check.
So,
Commissioner Daly.
Thank you, Mayor. The petitioner for this street vacation is the owner of the abutting property to the east and west of the street area. All the vacation area will revert to the parcels that they own to the west. PBOT should be able to say that right. PBOT right away.
Been
agent.
A long day, that's all right.
It has. I'm lagging. Lance Lindahl is here to present, as well as the petitioner's architect and project manager. In interest of time, I just encourage you to keep it real tight. So welcome, and please state your names for the record as you share your testimony.
Thank you, Commissioner. I'll go ahead and start off. Again, my name is Lance Lindahl, PBOT Right-of-Way Acquisition. Before you today is a proposal to vacate a portion of Southwest 9th Avenue between Southwest Gibbs Street and Southwest U.S. Veterans Hospital Road. In this slide, you can see the vacation area shown in yellow. This area is located to the immediate west of the OHSU Markham Hill campus. Vacation area is currently impassable due to the presence of dense vegetation and steep elevation changes. No PBOT facilities or improvements are currently located there. This graphic's been provided by the applicant to me. It shows that an improved street at this location would have a grade change of approximately 32%, and that's well in excess of the 18% maximum street grade allowed in our code for Fire Bureau access. Two city bureaus have responded with conditions of approval. BES has required that the petitioner grant a 15-foot wide easement over an existing sewer main, and that can be seen here. It's on the far right side. It's the purple line. And also the Water Bureau has imposed fees to cover the expense for them to cut and plug the existing water main. It's the blue line in the center there. And also for relocating a fire hydrant, which is a blue dot. That's a little tough to see. That's in the lower right-hand corner there. The petitioner has agreed to all of these terms, and they have already paid the fees to the Water Bureau for this work to be completed. Approval of this vacation will allow the petitioner to move forward with plans to develop a small hotel at this site. And Barry Smith, the project architect's here, as well as Matt Wand, who's the counsel for Yoshida Group. And they can provide you with additional information or questions. Feel free to ask. Thank you.
My name is Ed Trompke with Jordan Ramis. I'm outside counsel to Yoshida Group. The architects are in the back if you'd like. We're here only to answer questions. Matt Wand is beside me, in-house counsel. We ask that you approve this. It will provide for a 99-room medium to long-term stay hotel for use by people who are making use of the OHSU facilities because they have patients who are family members or friends, or they may have business that takes them a week, 2 weeks, a couple months at the OHSU, and it'll keep people off of Sam Jackson Parkway and alleviate some traffic. Thank
Great.
You.
Thank you. Commissioner Daly.
That sounds fantastic. As someone who has spent far more time than I ever wanted to at Dornbecker Children's Hospital, I know it'll be a real benefit to families to have lodging adjacent to the facilities.
I have a question for the attorney. Is there a specific contractual covenant that the owner is entering into with OHSU to provide this service?
I'm going to lean to in-house counsel to clarify that.
Matt Wan, general counsel to Yoshida's Inc. Not at this time. We've outreached to them. They're cooperative and supportive, but we haven't entered into any contracts yet.
I'm not sure there necessarily needs to be because the use is for that area.
Right.
People won't be staying there as a bed and breakfast to be in downtown. It's not very convenient. So they may or may not enter into some long-term commitments for the for that particular use, but it's there. It's right across the street from Dornbecker's, so it really is for use of people up there on the hill.
In terms of vacating a piece of property, though, do we have to be able to demonstrate some kind of nexus to a public benefit?
No. Right now, state statute just says that we have to demonstrate that there's not a current transportation use for the property.
Right. And probably the only use would be for a four-wheel off-road vehicle. It is very, very steep.
Correct.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm usually very skeptical of street vacations because it's giving up a public right, but this one is about the most open and shut one I've seen. Regardless of what it's used for, even if it's used for nothing, it clearly is not going to be used for transportation. Is it zoned correctly? Do we know what the zoning is?
Yes, it is. And the approval has been given almost a year ago for the hotel. This is just one of the last conditions to be satisfied in order to get the hotel going.
Brilliant.
The hotel was, there was discussion at by the Neighborhood Association. No appeal was filed, and so it's been sitting on the shelf waiting for this and a couple of other small issues to be resolved.
And Lance, I assume that you notified the Neighborhood Association. Did you hear back from them?
We did not hear back. I have heard back from a couple of the neighbors in the area who own adjacent properties. They were all very supportive of the project.
Thank you.
Just one more question. Did you say that the owner is the Yoshida Group?
Yeah. Yes.
Is that Mr. Junkie Yoshida?
It is.
You're nodding, so just for the record.
Yes, it is.
I have an association between Mr. Yoshida and some food products and some other things he's done. Does he have other properties like this in the region?
I don't think so. I don't know what you mean by other properties like this. He owns several commercial properties and multifamily residential and his residence. So he does own other properties, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Great. This looks good. This looks like a very promising project, and I'm glad that the city can be a help in a small way.
The city has been very helpful in the whole project, so we thank you for that.
Glad to hear that.
Yes.
Very definitely glad to hear it. It's good to see you, Matt. Very good. Is there any public testimony on this item, Carla?
No one signed up.
Very good. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thank you, guys.